Dramatis Personae.
President von Volta, read by Algy Pug.
Ferdinand, read by Barry Eads.
Baron von Kalb, read by Bob Gonzalez.
Worm, read by Max Schörlinger.
Miller, read by Todd.
Mrs. Miller, read by Arielle Lipshaw.
Louisa, read by Amanda Friday.
Lady Milford, read by Elizabeth Klett.
Sophie, read by Darvinia.
Servant to Lady Milford, read by Margaret Espaillat.
An Old Valet in the Service of the Prince, read by Ron Altman.
Narrator, read by Christine G. Act One of Love and Intrigue by Frederick Schiller. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Dramatis Personae.
President von Volta, Prime Minister in the Court of a German Prince. Read by Algy Pug.
Ferdinand, read by Barry Eads.
Baron von Kalb, Court-Martial or Chamberlain. Read by Bob Gonzalez.
Worm, read by Max Schörlinger.
The Miller, read by Todd.
Mrs. Miller, read by Arielle Lipshaw.
Louisa, read by Amanda Friday.
Lady Milford, read by Elizabeth Klett.
Sophie, read by Darvinia.
An Old Valet in the Service of the Prince, read by Ron Altman.
Servant to President, read by Christine.
Servant to Lady Milford, read by Margaret Espaillat.
Narrator, read by Christine G. Act 1, Scene 1. Miller, Mrs. Miller. Walking quickly up and down the room.
Once for all, the affair is becoming serious. My daughter and the Baron will soon be the tongue talk. My house lose its character. The President will get wind of it, and the long and short of the matter is, I'll show the Junker the door.
You did not entice him to your house, did not thrust your daughter upon him.
Didn't entice him to my house? Didn't thrust a girl upon him? Who'll believe me? I was master of my own house. I ought to have taken more care of my daughter. I should have bundled the Major out at once, or gone straight to His Excellency, his papa, and disclosed all. The young Baron will get off merely with a snubbing. I know that well enough. And all the blame will fall upon the fiddler.
Sipping her coffee.
Pooh! Nonsense! How can it fall upon you? What have people to do with you? You follow your profession and pick up pupils wherever you can find them.
All very fine, but please to tell me what will be the upshot of the whole affair. He can't marry the girl. Marriage is out of the question. And to make her his? God help us. Goodbye to you. No, no, when such a sprig of nobility has been nibbling here and there and everywhere, and has glutted himself with a devil knows what all. Of course it will be a relish to my young gentleman to date a mouthful of sweet water. Take heed, take heed! If you were dotted with eyes, and could place a sentinel for every hair of your head, he'd bamboozle her under your very nose. Add one to her reckoning, take himself off, and the girl's ruined for life, left in the lurch. Or, having once tasted the trade, will carry it on.
Striking his forehead.
Oh, horrible thought!
God in his mercy protect us.
We shall want his protection. You may well say that. What other object can such a scapegrace have? The girl is handsome, well made, can show a pretty foot. How the upper story is furnished matters little. That's blinked in you women if nature has not played the niggard in other respects. Let this harum-scarum but turn over this chapter. Ho, ho! His eyes will glisten like Rodney's when he got a scent of a French frigate, then up with all sail and at her. And I don't blame him for it. Flesh is flesh. I know that very well.
You should only read the beautiful billy-doo which the Baron writes to your daughter. Gracious me! Why, it's as clear as the sun at noonday that he loves her purely for her virtuous soul.
That's the right strain. We beat the sack, but mean the ass's back. He who wishes to pay his respects to the flesh needs only a kind heart for a go-between. What did I myself...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?